As we continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row, and the song that you're hearing in the background is called What We Got to Lose, and that's by a young lady, our next guest, as a matter of fact, who competed in the third season of American Idol. And she, as a matter of fact, the other day won the Centric Award on the Soul Train Music Awards. She's an epic so-so deaf recording artist, as we're joined by Leah LaBelle. Leah, welcome to From the Press Box to Press Row.
Hello, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. What did it mean to you to, in fact, be at the Soul Train Awards?
Wow. Well, it was quite an honor for me. Very, very exciting moment because it was actually my first award show that I have ever been a part of. So it was my first award show, my first nomination for an award, and my first win for an award. So it's very, very special. I'm filled to the ceiling, like up and down, so jumping up and down for joy still, you know. I mean, it was definitely an honor to be a part of such a historical show and award show, and so it's pretty special.
Sure. I mean, the thing about it, the Centric Award is given to one of the fresh faces, up-and-coming artists, and you won that award. And I want to talk with you more about, you know, a couple of songs you have, including Sexified, which has made it to number 89 on the R&B chart since coming out, I think back in March. You know, what did it mean to actually, you know, get that award and be one of the young, fresh faces in this industry?
It's such an honor, and it's so special because, you know, R&B music is, it exemplifies feeling to me, and I think that one of the main reasons why people listen to music is for their certain moods and feelings, and it's like such a universal language for us to be able to share. And so it's a huge honor because to be an up-and-coming artist and to be honored for what you love to do and coming fresh in the game it's very, very special. You know, you look up to a lot of people growing up, you know, like Whitney Houston was a huge inspiration for me, Stevie Wonder, and these are people who have paved the way for people like myself to come here and try to make our own marks and our own impact in this industry through music. And Centric, you know, it represents such soul to me. It represents such depth and truth, and I'm very honored to have won that award. You know, it's so many beautiful up-and-coming artists that are, you know, right now, like, Luke James and Frank Ocean has completely, you know, swept us and took the world by storm with his amazing music and lyrics and soul, and Bridget Kelly and people like that who are up and coming. So to be honored, and Elle Varner, it's a beautiful, I'm floored.
Sure, and then you also got to perform. You performed Tina Marie's Square Biz. Looked like you were having a lot of fun with that.
Oh, that was the coolest thing ever. You know, Tina Marie, it was very special for me to honor her because she paved the way for women and people like myself, basically, you know, to show that R&B music, you know, comes from the soul, and if you feel it, you can do it. And it was very special to honor her because she definitely is a legend in this music. And that was so exciting. And to be amongst such great company like Charlie Wilson and Anthony Hamilton, Fantasia, to do that tribute together with them was so cool.
That is the voice of so-so deaf or epic recording artist Leah LaBelle. She joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And Leah, I got to take you back. I mean, we were talking a little bit, and I mean, you were in season 3 of American Idol, and you're right. I mean, that seems like eons ago. I mean, in that season, you had Fantasia, you know, Jennifer. I mean, an all-star cast yourself. You know, obviously, you and Fantasia won, but you and Jennifer Hudson have gone on to do really big things. What about that season? Matter of fact, I think you finished, what, 12th in the competition, right?
Yes, I was 12th.
And to be able to do what you're doing now, but kind of take me back to that time and what it was like being a part of American Idol.
Well, you know, I was pretty young at the time, so it was a lot of those things I'd never experienced before, so I always look back at it like a miniature boot camp for the music industry. So, you know, it taught me a lot, being thrown into this pit of early morning, learning songs overnight, interviews, red carpets, performing in front of a bunch of people, lots of people talking to you all the time. You know, it was just a big miniature boot camp. So I'm very grateful for the experience because I think it taught me a lot, and it gave me a good stepping stone to help me to be where I am today. Because I think if I wouldn't have, almost like a training course, you know, I think if I would not have gone through that, a lot of things would have taken me maybe longer to learn. So I'm very happy that I did it, and
Sure, I mean, we're talking, what, 8 years ago now, and again, you didn't win, but it's all about, and you have a tremendous voice. You have a lot of soul, and we talk a lot about, you know, bringing the soul back in R&B music, and you're one of the ones that is definitely doing that. What about from that time, and again, we're talking 8 years ago to this point, how have you grown as an artist, and how has your career been able to progress as it has to this point?
Wow, well, I mean, I've grown a lot as an artist because I've grown a lot as a person, and so I think I've been able to use my own experiences and all the things that I've been through to help my music grow and to help myself grow mentally and emotionally, and, you know, you fuel your music with those things, and so I've always been a lover for R&B, and I've never wanted to let that go, but I think I just found my niche and where I wanted to go with it, as opposed to, like, maybe in the past I was, you know, I had different views on where I wanted my music to go direction wise but it's, you know, it's taken me, you know, these years to really build my foundation and to figure out who I am and where I want to go with it. So it's been a lot of growth, and, you know, you work with a lot of different people, and you come across a lot of writers and producers and different, you know, people who have helped you, help mold you. And, you know, you learn from these people, and you take what you can, and you grow, and you continue to apply it to yourself. So I think it's been a good time for me, even though it seems like a long time, and it definitely has been a long time, but it's also helped me become a lot stronger and a lot more persistent, and to know that I can do whatever I really put my mind to, and it's really all about timing, you know?
No question about it, because I guess during that time you've worked with the likes of, what, Carrie Hilson and Robin Thicke, Eric Benet, and others, correct?
Yes, well, I was working with Carrie Hilson, and I sang backgrounds for her, and then, you know, I sung backgrounds for Jordan Sparks. I was on tour, and then I sang with Eric Benet. We were on tour, and so, you know, you being around and being on the road also teaches you a lot about yourself, and coming across different artists and seeing their work ethics and how they, you know, give themselves to the world. It's a lot of learning and a lot of growth that I took with me.
Epic So Def recording artist Leah LaBelle joins us here on the program.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I have to add I Am Sure. Other as well, because I Am Other is Pharrell's label. So it's three. It's Epic, So Def, and I Am Other.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you for, I appreciate you definitely clarifying that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And with that being said, in terms of the video Sexified, because as I was talking with you and speaking of Centric, I happened to be watching Centric one day, saw the video, extremely hot. You mentioned Pharrell, you mentioned, you know, obviously Jermaine Dupri working with him as well. Talk about how that video came about, and you know, that video and the song is extremely, extremely popular.
Yes, and it's so cool. Like it took off, like, you know, how we had hoped for it to be. And the video, we just wanted it to be fun, you know, like the song is sexy, but it's still fun, and it still feels good. It makes you want to dance, it makes you want to have a good time. So I think we wanted to push that in the video more than anything, just kind of to show the day in the life of a girl getting ready for either a date to go sexify her man, or, you know, like the video turned out, to hanging out with her girlfriends. it just kind of shows that fun-spirited, loving woman and the things that you do that may make you sexy, trying on your clothes in the bathroom, taking a bath, and singing to yourself in the mirror. You know, those are the fun things that we do, I think, behind closed doors that also make us feel sexy and empowered. So that's where the video, that's where we wanted it to go. And I think we did a pretty good job capturing that.
Did an excellent job. And, you know, actually, more recently, I really had a chance to listen to What Do You Got to Lose. I'm really loving that. How did that, talk about that song and, again, the soulfulness of it and how that came about?
Yeah. Well, What Do We Got to Lose came from a conversation that I was having with Jonte Austin, who is an amazing writer and artist as well. And we were in Miami working on the album, and my sessions with Jermaine Dupri, and JD made the track, and me and Jonte were just having a conversation about past relationships, past love, things that kind of get you stuck, or the fights that you go through but you really aren't sure, like, do I keep fighting or do I let go? Or, you know, we all go through that. And we just were having a conversation, and from that conversation, he just started writing, and that's where it came from. And I think it was a great, great representation of the conversation that we had. And it's such a good song to me because it's very powerful, and it really does prove, you know, that sometimes we are so stubborn and we're stuck in our own ways that we feel like, you know, we can't compromise. But I think that love offers us so many different forms of, you know, our heart. And I think that we need to sometimes take a step back and look like, I love you, so if we can work this out, what do we really have to lose if I let my pride down a little bit? Let's talk about it. Let's figure out how we can make this work. And so I really love that song a lot.
I do as well. How is it working with Jermaine Dupri and Pharrell?
And the coolest thing to work with them. And, I mean, you know, these are two of the biggest producers in this music industry, you know, who have had so much hits under their belts and who have so much to teach and so much to give. And I've just looked up to them like big brothers and mentors. And everything I can get out of them, I take, and I put it in my little vault in my heart and in my mind, because, you know, they've been through so much. So it's really special. It's really amazing. You know, you would think that it would be difficult maybe to work with them because they're so big, but it's actually one of the most easy things ever, because we're there for the love of music, and we love each other, and we love what we do, and we're all here for the same common goal and interest. And so it's been a lot of fun, really. Like, they're both very different in the way they work, so it's cool because, you know, it breaks it up a little bit. Each one has something different to offer. So for me, I love that because I'm like 50 different people in one too. So I have a lot of fun working with each of them, and I get very excited to go, and it's like, what am I going to learn today? What are we going to do today? It's amazing. Such a blessing.
Wrapping it up with Leah LaBelle, Epic, So Deaf, I Am Other Recording Artist, who joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And Leah, we appreciate the time. New album, you have a new album coming out in 2013. What can we expect from that?
Yes, new album next year, my first debut album. It's going to be really great. It's going to, you know, have a lot of good R&B music, a lot of feel-good music, a lot of music that'll make you want to dance, that'll give you, you know, maybe speak to your heart and things that you're going through. It's just going to definitely be something that I think everyone will be able to enjoy. So I'm very excited to give that.
And then lastly, I caught one of your tweets the other day. You had a chance, to catch the last part of the Robert Guerrero-Andre Burton fight. What'd you think? Welterweight fight, what'd you think?
Oh, my goodness. That was such a crazy fight. It was not, for me, I felt like I was watching a street fight, not a boxing match. You know, they were really, really putting everything into it. And the way they were fighting was kind of like dirty boxing. But I liked it because I felt the passion from both of them so much. And I love when I can see people, what they're doing when they love it. You can really tell because they exude it more than, you know, if they're just doing it because they feel like they have to. And so it was crazy, though. I was watching it in shock and awe. I felt bad because they couldn't see. But it was definitely an interesting fight.
Sure, Nat. Did I read where you... Sure. I read where you grew up in Seattle or Washington. Are you a Seahawks fan?
I mean, I'm not necessarily like the hugest football fan, but because, you know, I'm from Seattle, of course, I'm a Seahawks fan, so I'm rooting for the Seahawks. They're actually pretty good this year, too. I've been peeping a few games, but I'm really always going to be a Sonics fan, even though they are no longer, rest in peace. But I am a Sonics fan till forever. And then some.
You're right. Well, now, but you know, now the Sonics may not come back, but it's possible that Seattle could get a, you know, could get a team. And then did you, so you didn't follow them to Oklahoma City, huh?
No, I couldn't. I felt like they left us. And so it was just a part of me that I was like, I can't do it. And then every time I see them doing so well, you know, I'm just like, geez, that could have been us. That could have been Seattle. But I mean, they're a great team. Oklahoma is an amazing, amazing team, young players, and it's cool to watch them for sure.
Well, Lea LaBelle, one of the up-and-coming artists, no question about it. You can check her out online at lealabelle.com. Also, follow her on Twitter at Lea LaBelle as she joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Lea, we really appreciate the time. Continued success in all you do, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. Appreciate it.